A wise and good shepherd, today, on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth.
Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard. Thanks for stopping by today. If you get a second, I could use your help. Take a moment to like, share, or subscribe to the show, as that helps other coaches find the Ultimate Ground Rules. My desire is to reach out and encourage as many coaches as possible, and you can play a part in that. Today, I want to briefly take you to a very familiar piece of scripture, Psalm 23. I have no doubt that you've heard this before, but today I want to share some truths that this scripture holds for you as a leader. In Psalm 23, David says this, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Now, I believe there are four important principles here that will help you be successful as a leader of your young men or young women. The first is found at the end of verse 3. Now, prior to that, we hear some very comforting words that God is our shepherd, he leads us to green pastures, beside still waters, and restores us while leading us in paths of righteousness. There's no doubt that God is for you. Paul even echoes this idea in Romans 8:28, saying, "If God is for us, who can be against us?" Now, I believe far too many individuals stop there with the single thought that God is for them. Now, while that's correct, verse 3 goes on and tells us why he is for us, why he does all of those things. And the answer is this: he does it for his name's sake. God does all of those things in our lives to bring glory to his name. So what does that have to do with your role as a leader and a coach? Well, it's crucial that we remember that we're all that we're doing in our role, all that God enables us to do in that role, it's not to bring glory to ourselves. It's not so we can make a great big name for ourselves. All we do as a leader and coach should be done to bring glory to God's name. Now, as we move forward in the psalm, we see more description of God as the good shepherd. He's the ultimate leader. Listen to what he provides in verses 4 through 6. David says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Three things stand out here that we must take note of. First is a staff. The wise shepherd uses a staff. Now, the purpose of this staff is to guide the sheep that he's leading. If he doesn't guide them well, they'll wander off. The sheep desperately need the good shepherd's direction. As you lead your team, they desperately need your direction. Without it, they will wander off as well. So if we're to model the good shepherd, we must lead and guide just as he does with his staff. Now, the second thing we notice is a rod. The psalm also speaks of a rod. Now, it's possible that this rod is the same staff that's mentioned earlier, but now it's used for a different purpose, and that purpose is discipline. The sheep occasionally get out of line. Any good shepherd does not allow this to carry on, because if he does, then other sheep will follow suit. Additionally, the shepherd knows what's best for the sheep, and he uses this rod of discipline to make sure that they don't stray from that. Discipline can be something we don't like to talk about, especially in our culture today. However, we see it modeled here by the great shepherd. A strong and wise leader will implement discipline due to his love for the sheep, and we must be no different. Loving those under our care at times can be tough. It's not always rosy, but it is always expressed in a manner to ensure what is best for those that we serve. If we're to model the Good Shepherd, we must instill discipline when it's needed. And lastly, we see oil in this psalm. In verse 5, the Good Shepherd anoints with oil. Now, this is a metaphor for blessing, and this is perhaps the most important quality of a good leader. Yes, guidance and discipline are needed. Without them, those you are leading are destined to fail. However, blessing may be needed even more. The Good Shepherd speaks blessing into the lives of his sheep. As coaches and leaders, how often do we do this? Those under our charge desperately need to know that we are for them and believe in them. They need our word of blessing to charge them forward. As coaches, we're often good at direction and good at discipline, but we can easily fail at blessing. If the Good Shepherd recognizes its extreme value, then we must as well. So, coach, here's what we must learn from Psalm 23. God has blessed you with the opportunity to do what you do, so that you may bring glory to His name. And in order to bring the maximum glory to His name and to function effectively as a leader, you must guide, discipline, and most of all, bless. Coach, you have so much power at your fingertips, the power to change generations. Wield this power wisely as the Good Shepherd has modeled. And now, go bless those under your care today. Thanks again for joining us on the show today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so we can reach as many coaches as possible with a word of encouragement. Never forget, your job is important. God loves you, and He has a plan for you. Continue to build tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in the faith.